With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day, and we're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live. That's what we do here. I'm glad you're joining us on American Voice Radio, and we got a great show. We are going to be talking about having a stronger constitution. Yeah, and there's several ways to look at that, so we're going to talk about that, and also we're going to be talking about protecting the blood system and your glands, which are very important for better health. So we got lots to talk about and a pretty good sized quack report. But before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our military and all our righteous men and women all over the planet, all the people that, fear the Lord. And we ask for God's protection be upon all of America. We got to seek the Lord's face and mind the time, and we need righteous leadership restored in this nation. So we got to humble ourselves and ask for that. So don't delay; time grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got in the quacker? Goodness, parents over, let's see, and this is in New Zealand, are blaming the Gardasil vaccine for the death of their daughter. Apparently, Jasmine Renetta, 18, was found dead in her bed September of 2009, 6 months after she received the last of three Gardasil vaccinations. Her mother, Rhonda, said that before receiving the vaccines that Jasmine was in great condition. She was very, very fit and healthy, but she began to deteriorate after the first shot was given, and also did her emotional state. She said her daughter began suffering from a racing heart, constant running nose, night sweats, warts, joint pain, chest pain, nausea, and she lost she started losing her hair. She added her daughter seemed agitated, and she was short-tempered. She'd get upset about little things that normally wouldn't bother her. So she took a look at authorities that were willing to listen to her, and she had some brain tissue sent to a pathologist in the United States, Dr. Sinhai Lee, who noted there was heavy aluminum staining in Jasmine's brain tissue, which he speculated could have acted like a Trojan horse, bringing the papillomavirus, or HPV, into her brain and killing her. Of course, Gardasil, made by Merck & Company, was introduced to us here in 2006. And some other parents, after hearing this, were weighing in on what happened to their child. Let's see, Deborah Coltz, a senior writer on women's issues in the United States News and World Report, said that she got a number of emails regarding Gardasil from readers after this was posted. And one of them was, a lady said, my 21-year-old daughter Chris got her third shot of Gardasil on June 3rd, 2008, and she was found dead in her bed 18 days later. She was a healthy, bright, talented young lady who played on the tennis team at Bard College and would have graduated with honors later that year. Also, another lady said, my daughter developed epilepsy since being vaccinated, and when I share her experience with people, most doubt that there is a connection. And another lady says, my daughter, in middle of her series of injections of Gardasil, apparently you get three of them, had a bout with Bell's palsy and became paralyzed on the right side of her face. 2 months after that, she was diagnosed with Graves' disease. The doctors say the immune system reaction to something can't be determined. Most likely the shot, the doctor said, was not responsible. Of course, it is. We know that. What else? Oh, Russia is banning GM Monsanto corn imports. Russia has now officially banned all imports of genetically modified corn, citing the recent study by French researchers showing rats growing massive cancerous tumors after they were fed the Monsanto genetically modified corn. The Russia Consumer Protection Group halted all imports of GM corn while the country's Institute of Nutrition evaluates the results of the study. Of course, Monsanto is assaulting the French study, saying that it didn't use enough rats and the study wasn't long enough in duration. But of course, Monsanto's own studies on animals were only 90 days, where this French study on rats covered 2 years. Large cancer tumors on the rats, though, didn't begin to appear until after the rats reached adulthood. Monsanto may soon be facing a European ban because France is reporting asking for a European-wide ban on GM corn for its National Health Agency as it confirms the findings on the French study. What else in the Quack Report tonight? Deadly bacterial meningitis outbreak among HIV positive men. New York City Health Department alert. Doctors are on alert for an outbreak of deadly bacterial meningitis among HIV-infected gay men. Past month, at least one person has died and another was hospitalized. Since August of 2010, they've detected 12 cases of this very specific strain. But in the past 4 weeks, they've seen four more cases and one of them has died. The biggest challenge with this infection is once you get it, it causes sickness very, very quickly. Some of the symptoms of the meningitis are high fever, headache, stiff neck, rash, rapidly moves within 2 days, according to the doctors. So it's fast moving. Usually they treat them with antibiotics, but bacterial meningitis is spread by prolonged contact with nose and throat discharged sputum of the infected person, usually kissing or sexual contact. So beware of that. What else is in the quack report?
Goodness.
Yosemite has a problem. In California, workers are being tested for a rare hantavirus. California public officials have tested 100 workers at Yosemite National Park to determine whether they were exposed to a deadly mouse-borne hantavirus. 9 people who spent time in the park this year were infected with this rare virus, but they majority of those folks stayed at at what they're called the signature cabins in Curry Village. So Yosemite National Park officials plan to test their employees to determine whether anyone's infected. Of course, so let's see, they have no confirmed cases of employees infected, but the 9 people that did visit the park this summer were infected, and 3 of them have died. Wow. Disease, 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 huh? Okay, what else is next? New York City's back in the news. Girls as young as 14 can receive pregnancy intervention at 13 of the New York City high schools with no parental consent needed. They can get oral contraceptives, birth control injections. We talked about birth control the other day. You know what that means. Also, they can get condoms and also the morning after pill without parental consent. In order to stop their children from receiving these benefits, parents actually got to hunt and find the opt-out form in order to exclude their child from this program. The program's called CATCH. It stands for Connecting Adolescents to Comprehensive Health. 7,000 girls get pregnant by the time they reach the age of 17 in New York, and half of them choose to go the abortion route. So this is their way of hopefully stopping abortion. Well, if you want to stop abortion, outlaw the abortion. Hello. Last but not least in the quacker, John Hopkins doctors grow a new ear on a woman's arm using her own tissue. That's right. They have replacing the woman's ear they had to remove because of an aggressive form of cancer. Sherry Walters, she says she feels kind of like an experiment. She had a rapidly spreading basal cell cancer in her ear starting in 2008, and they had to remove part of her ear, her skull, and her ear canal. But John Hopkins doctors have attached a new ear made from Sherry Walters' own tissue. They took cartilage from her ribs, and they stitched it together, and then they implanted that under her skin on her forearm, where for several months it grew. Then they surgically removed that to attach the tiny blood vessels in the place where the ear will be, added some shape and sculpturing to make it more look like a detailed ear. So she can at least have 2 ears, wear sunglasses, and all that good stuff. It's an experiment. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Ah, thank you, Frank. Okay, so what do we have over here? We are going to start on our next segment. And let me remind folks, though, man, September has just flown by, and we're going to be coming into a new month. And, of course, we're going to be on the 2nd of October. Mark your calendars, please. We're going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He's going to be checking in with me on how I'm doing with my, vision program to get out of my glasses. And I'm using John's kit, vision kit, as well as the herbal eyewash that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make, and he'll be with us on the 2nd. Now, if you missed that, you can tune into our conversation. I'm going to talk with John on Saturday the 6th on GCN at 7 a.m. Eastern time if you get up early enough. And also coming up on the 16th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley from Dr. Banker's Group. So we'll be talking with her. And if you get an opportunity, do sign up for the online newsletters. They are free. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have them. They are the American Voice newsletter and HealthQuest. And they are free online newsletters and lots of great information to empower you, plus discount coupons for products that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com when you get a chance. All right, let's talk about our strong constitution, shall we? Because, you know, if you look in Webster's dictionary, it gives you several definitions for constitution. One refers to a government structure, and the other refers to a person's health and vitality. So today, as a nation, and America, as a nation, America, and, you know, even individuals, American as individuals, we have a weak constitution. We do. People are sicker than ever before, even though we've got modern medicine. And we got more disease, and we're going to go over that in just a minute. We have more disease than ever in history. And our constitution is at risk lately. So together, a nation and Americans as an individual people, we have a very weak constitution. So we become weak when our defenses are down. So should we be surprised? And can we become strong again? Well, we're going to take a look at that. Let's take a look at, we're going to talk about some of the losses in just a minute and the warning signs, but, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise that America is in decline. It is. To say otherwise means I don't think you're in reality. The health of the land and its people are in a troubled state. If we have eyes to see and ears to hear, we can turn the situation around. So America is doing what countless other nations have done through the centuries. We have forgotten from whence we came. Let's talk about these losses. The losses we're seeing are significant. And we were warned this would happen. Some of them are, okay, we're going to talk about our heritage, our children. We have a growing number of women with fertility issues. So much so, we have allopathic fertility clinics, you know, costing couples thousands of dollars for assisted reproductive technology, offering them hope of having a baby. And when some of our children are born, they have health problems. And according to the CDC, nearly 10% are low birth weight babies, 12% are premature, and 27% die from sudden infant death syndrome or congenital deformities or low birth weight. If you want to check that out, you can go to the cdc.gov and look that up. And, you know, we also have close to 1 million reported abortions performed each year in America. Okay? Now, let's go to the food losses. You know, food's going up in price. And looking at the logo for the United States National Agricultural Statistics Service, also known as the NASS, their logo says agriculture counts. And in 1905, the USDA Crop Reporting Board was created, and it's known today as the NASS. But this entity was originally created to distribute crop and livestock statistics to assist our farmers, but it worked against the farmer in the commodities market when it came to them getting their fair price for goods. Yeah, the commodities market had better statistics than what the farmers were getting. So the agriculture, which does remain in the U.S. for now, has had to deal with new fungus and mold, spores, drought, GMO, the government's regulations, all destroying our crops. So the new disease threatens livestock through drought. Also, livestock is threatened by shoddy animal husbandry. antibiotics, corrupt animal feed. You know, America's livestock industry has about, well, more than 25 diseases they have to deal with. That's a lot of disease, and you can read about that at the aphis.usda.gov Animal Health and Disease section. Well, since we're talking about disease, let's touch on that for a sec. According to the Royal Society of Biological Science, the discovery curve for new viral pathogens is about 10 to 20 new strains a year, and we've identified about 1,400 pathogens. According to the International Committee of Taxonomy of Viruses, we are also seeing a disturbing increase in the number of what once was strictly an animal disease but is now transferable to humans. So you can see the increase in the number of diseases since 1901 if you want to go to the website known as the RoyalSocietyPublishing.org. And, you know, we did get a warning. We can't say we didn't, because I mentioned earlier that we were warned that these things would happen. Yes, we were. When were we warned, people say? Where were we warned? I didn't see the news report. I didn't see the newspaper. Well, does the saying, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," ring a bell? Because here is the instruction of Deuteronomy 28, which, you know, we kind of tossed aside. You know, all instruction from God is really beneficial. And it says in Deuteronomy 28, "And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord God to observe and do all his commandments, the Lord God will set you above all nations of the earth. And these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. He'll be blessing your offspring, and blessed is your harvest and your livestock. Blessed is your storehouse and store. Blessed you will be coming in and going out. And he'll also," the Lord says, "destroy your enemy who rises up against you." So if your enemy comes against you one way, God says they're going to flee seven ways. "And whatever you set your hand to do," God said he'd bless it. So those are the blessings when we are obedient. Obviously, you know, there's blessings when we behave and when we seek the ways of God. And if we don't, well, hey, there's a warning. There's a curse. And here's what he said. "But it shall come to pass, if you don't hearken unto the voice of the Lord God to observe and do all his commandments, his statutes, which he commands, that all these curses will become upon you and overtake you. Cursed you will be in the city and in the field. Cursed is your storehouse and store. Cursed is your offspring, your harvest, your livestock. Cursed you will be when you come in and go out. The Lord God will curse all you set your hand to do and will destroy you. And God will bring upon you every sickness and every plague." God went on to say, "I will kill you with pestilence, consumption, fever, inflammation, burning, the sword, blasting, and mildew until you perish. So your land will have drought and become dust. I will rise up your enemies to come against you, oppress you, and remove your kingdom," or otherwise known as country, "from the earth." You know, time after time throughout history, when a nation sinned, God sent their enemies to destroy them. So does an American rule in the White House? Your enemy destroys you from within. Man has choices and free will, and when it is exercised foolishly, he sins. And there are consequences. And yeah, innocent people can get hurt. You can't get more innocent than an unborn child, right? And our Supreme Court of this land ruled it was just to kill the likeness of God. Uh-oh. So don't blame God. He spelled it out. We are unwise, and we destroy ourselves with sin. That's it. And, you know, in Ecclesiastes, Solomon wrote, "Wisdom is greater than strength, and wisdom is better than weapons of war." You know, he's right. If we get smart, if we get wise, we can pull out of this. So we have the power to turn it around if we stop our foolishness and we seek God's help. Now, the churches have fallen away. They've bailed on their duty. However, each and every one of us who believes in Jesus Christ has an individual duty called the Great Commission. You can read about it in Matthew 28. So if God be for us, who can be against us? And Solomon, he summed it up this way. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You can read about that in Ecclesiastes 11. So will God save America? Well, his will is going to be done, and it is up to us to seek his face, repent, and humbly ask. Otherwise, we can expect more violence, lies, cheating, disease, death. It's all going to escalate. And, you know, Dr. Rebecca Carley has a radio show, and she calls it What's Ailing America. She's with us every month here. And I can tell you, according to the Word of God, what's ailing America? It is sin. It's a disobedience. So God is long-suffering. He's very patient, but he eventually does have to judge sin, okay? So best is the man who gives himself unto the Lord. And, you know, if you want protection, you can get it. Things may seem dire, but we are not without protection. So stay close to God in prayer. And, you know, he promises pestilence will not come near you. That's in Psalms 91. So do your due diligence and keep your body that God gave you healthy and clean, because God said herbs are here for the service of man. You can read that in Psalms 104. And he also said herbs are meat in Genesis 1. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for some organic herbal products to help cleanse away toxins and herbs to strengthen your immune system. You know, the cold and flu season's going to be here. Well, it's already started in some areas. I get calls now where people have this sort of cold going and coughing and all kind of nonsense. So you have the ability to strengthen your system. And if you do get sick, you know, everybody does once in a while, you have the ability to shorten the duration of illness without having to take in the toxic chemicals from prescription drugs and over-the-counter products. So check out God's medicine. He's faithful and true. He cannot lie. Herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into those. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, that toll-free number is working now. We lost it for a few days there, but we apologize for that inconvenience. Phone company's fault, though. I get my wet noodle out and get those folks over there. But 866-229-3663. And, of course, the local number is a good backup, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Call and request your free product catalog or go on their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you can also check out their cold and flu section. It's brand new. If you're not sure what herbs or formulas are great for flu and cold season, this is a great area to learn. You can buy the formulas separately if you're low on one or two things. Or if you're a newbie and you don't know what to get, there is a cold and flu package. And you can get a broad range of products for just about everything. So check that out. Also, if you're wanting to stock up and save, they have a new BOGO section where you can get up to 35% off the second bottle. Buy one, get 35% off the second one. So this is a great way to stock up or share with family and friends. And that's available there at thepowerherbs.com. And take advantage of that. And like I said, don't forget, sign up for the free online newsletters. The Health Quest newsletter I write for, it's all about health secrets, herb secrets, and you can get wonderful discount coupon. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Mm-hmm. remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
On the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say,
hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. Hey, great sounds, Frank. Awesome. I could just jam out all night. But we got empowering news to impart, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about protecting your blood source, your blood system, because that's life is in the blood. And so we have got to protect that life source. So we're going to show you how you could do that. And depending on how fast we move through that segment, we may have time to talk about your glandular system and protect your glands. Very important, of course, to keep those glands healthy and well. So one way to prevent disease is to protect your life source, your blood system. You know, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States has to have help with their blood. They need a blood transfusion, and they need about 3 pints of it. And most people that need a transfusion are type O negative, which is universal blood type, is what that is. Now, a mere 7% of the United States population has type O negative. So it's a mere 7% has the negative, and the rest are O positive, which is the universal blood type. I think I got that reversed, but it's O positive. It's the universal blood type. So the last thing that you want to do, though, is to contaminate your blood and wind up with, a blood disease, a hematoma, hemological blood disease. There are many types of diseases you can get in the blood system. You know, there's sickle cell, there's bleeding disorders, there's platelet disorders, there's hemophilia, anemia. So there are also risks that are associated when you get those blood transfusions. You know, you can get some sick blood, and that ain't going to help. So sickle cell patients, they require frequent blood transfusions, so they're at great risk. There's about 80,000 sickle cell patients in the United States. Cancer patients sometimes often need some healthy blood when they endure the chemotherapy. Car accident victims will need as much as 100 pints of blood. So there are more than 5 million patients in the United States who require blood every year. Less than 38% of the United States population is actually eligible to give blood. So at this point, you know, synthetic blood, not going to be an option. So what is the shelf life on your donated blood? Well, about 42 days. The platelets alone have to be used within just 5 days. So this is why you have blood drives and stuff like that. All right. Let's talk about the blood's job. You know, you don't think of your blood as living tissue, but, you know, that's exactly what it is. The blood is made up of liquid and solids. And scientifically speaking, the liquid part of the blood is called your plasma, and it consists of water, salt, and protein. And more than half of your blood content is plasma. So the solid part of the blood is going to contain your red blood cells and your white blood cells and your platelets. So every part of your blood has a specific job to do. So the red blood cells, they deliver the oxygen from the lungs to all the living tissue in your major organs. The white blood cells are your immune system defense, your, you know, infection fighting blood cells. And then your platelets, they help the blood to clot, that prevent hemorrhaging or loss of blood, and help with blood pressure. So the lifespan of your blood cells is pretty short. Red blood cells, they only last 120 days. Platelets only 6 days, and your white cells 1 day. So these cells are constantly being replaced with new healthy blood cells made in your bone marrow. So how fast are these components of the blood being made by your bone? Well, our bones are constantly manufacturing blood, basically. They're big manufacturing blood centers, our bone marrow is. And some components of the blood are replenished in just a few hours, where others may take a few weeks. Let's talk about some problem indicators that you may have. What are the signs that you may have blood that is not real healthy? Well, you may feel fatigued, and you may be feeling fatigued all too often, and you may have constant overall sick feeling. You don't feel well. You may experience some unexplained weight loss or have some shortness of breath. So these are kind of indications that something may be amiss with the blood source. So what are some of the causes? Well, aside from getting sick blood from a transfusion, you can infect the blood with bacteria through injections like drug use, tattoos, vaccinations. Radiation exposure and chemotherapy and electrolyte metabolic deficiencies can also play a role. Pregnancy, of course, and chemical poisoning. All in there. Cancer and heart disease and kidney malfunction can pollute the blood. Prescription drugs Heredity and gastrointestinal problems also can be a factor. So there are approximately 8,700 deaths every year from blood conditions. So that's about 23 people per day that are dying from having sick blood. Well, let's look at some of the trace minerals that are going to be very important. We don't get enough of the trace minerals, actually, because our agriculture is not allowing the land to rest and to build up the mineral content in the soil. Electrolytes are essential for the blood to hold on to fluid, protein, and oxygen. So trace minerals are so important that a hospital IV drip is pretty much your standard order when you are admitted. Because without the proper minerals, your cardiovascular system is under duress, and your cell walls can literally explode without the minerals. Let's talk about those natural sources for a second. Natural sources for your nutrients to provide you a really good, perfect balance that no laboratory or chemist can duplicate. That's what you want. And when God puts his hand to something, it is perfect. So certified organic sources will contain more nutrition than conventionally grown sources or synthetic supplements. Let's look at the blood foods. There are some foods that are very good. A few heavy hitter foods to help build up a blood system are going to be your organic sun-dried Celtic sea salt, which doesn't promote hypertension because it still has the 84 micromineral elements in it that God put there. Also, beetroot is the most perfect iron source, but the beets can't be cooked. You have to eat them raw, so I would recommend juicing them. Iron will help the blood hold on to protein and oxygen during transport to the cells and all the major organs, so you got to have some good iron. Now, best way to fast-track some iron into the blood is to take those beets raw and to juice them, and you might want to drink in one day about a gallon's worth, and it'll build up the blood system in 24 hours. So if that's not possible, though, and you can't have the beets, you can eat some purple, red, and blue fruits and vegetables, you know, your berries and things like that. Also, dulse seaweed and kelp contain lots of iron, as well as sunflower seeds. And some other foods that build up healthy blood are going to be alfalfa, barley grass, and wheatgrass. So the mineral and nutritional base is going to provide detoxifying action to your blood system, too. Herbs that are known to assist the blood are going to be red clover, yellow dock, burdock root, Oregon grape root, poke root, golden seal root, cayenne, and chaparral. Now, the FDA doesn't recommend long-term use of chaparral, poke root or yellow dock, which they say can harm your liver, but you don't use these herbs day after day, month after month. You use them in a short burst of less than a week, and it helps to reestablish the blood without that liver risk. So if you have severe liver disease, you may want to use caution using any of the blood cleansing herbs. You might want to help the liver out first before you cleanse the blood system. So do a liver detox, possibly. So if you have severe liver disease, use caution. And it's always recommended to cleanse your bowel first, then the urinary, liver, gallbladder, and, of course, blood system is always last for your safety and protection. That's the way it should go. So it allows for proper and safe elimination of the toxins when you do it that way. So you open up the last stop for toxins first, and that way you protect yourself from those toxins being reabsorbed and you feeling worse than when you started. All right, let's talk about some more herbs, because if you're looking for herbs and you want to investigate how you can use herbs to help you cleanse a blood system, or you want to use herbs to refortify nutrition into the body, fast track it in there, or you want to make sure your cells don't explode, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of organ cleansing products. They do have the body food mix with all that great alfalfa, wheatgrass, and barley grass nutrition in there, and beetroots in there too, by the way. And also the Celtic sea salt and lots more. All these goodies you'll find at the powerherbs.com website. Excuse me. And you can check that out there or give them a call toll free and ask for their free product catalog, which is 866-229-3663. Of course, that toll-free number is working. Thank you, Lord. We lost that toll-free for 12 days. It was just not good. But it's back. Thank you. And you can check that out at 866-229-3663 or use the local number if you want at 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Yeah, I've never in my wildest dreams would have thought, you know, when you lose phone service, you know, you lose, you know, local and long distance, but we just lost long distance. And our local number worked, but not too many people, you know, had that, even though it is on the website. But a lot of people just don't use the local number. So we're going to start educating our customers on the local number a little bit more frequently now, just in case that happens again. All right, let's talk about your glands. We have a few minutes, so we're going to talk about glands. Very important. You would not believe how important your glands are for your everyday survival. Because more and more people experience some kind of gland disorder. Have you noticed that? Your body has 8 major glands, which produce hormones, as well as chemical messengers, which help regulate specific functions throughout the body. And it does that through your bloodstream. And it penetrates into all your tissues and organs to do that. So, in other words, your glands affect your entire body from head to toe. But we better look at them closely, the glands that we'll need to maybe perform some TLC on are going to be thyroid, pancreas, pituitary, ovaries, testes, adrenal glands. These are just to name a few. All right, let's talk about function. The glands of the human body have a lot to do with your mood, the mood you're in. Did you know that? Yeah, if you can have children, if you want to reproduce, you got to have healthy glands. If you want to have a healthy sex life, your glands have to be working normally. You can't adequately digest your food unless your glands are producing enzymes for that. And if you want to breathe in enough oxygen, your glands have to help out. And if your body wants to have adequate circulation so you can have a good pulse, hey, glands are involved with that too. So you can, if you want to maintain a normal body temperature, you know, not feel too hot or too cold, glands are there. And if you want to void out toxins to get, you know, to detox your body, your glands are going to be involved in that as well. And normal growth and development for little kids, the glands are extremely important. In other words, your glands, if they're sick, you're also going to be sick. You're going to have hormone disease. You're going to have glandular disease. So let's look at some of the risks. What can be a precursor to, let's say, endocrine or hormonal disease, which is, you know, your glands? Well, an infection can change your blood chemistry, your fluid, and your electrolyte balance. So that's why, you know, they'll pull some blood tests on you to find out what's going on. And your glands can influence hormone levels, and, you know, your stress can be can influence how your glands are functioning as well. So if you're under a lot of stress, you're going to have some changes. In the United States, most common endocrine disease is diabetes. Mm-hmm. Most endocrine diseases are treated with, you know, your hormone drugs, according to medical science. That's how they treat that. Well, let's look at the men and see what the risk group the men are in. Men usually notice a problem when their testosterone level drops and they experience a disinterest in sex. They have maybe erectile dysfunction, or they may develop an enlarged prostate, or their breast tissue may become enlarged. Testosterone is a major sex hormone for men, and it affects their sex drive, their sperm production, their body hair, their muscles, and their bone. Now, if this problem goes unchecked, the male will lose bone density, muscle mass, strength, the ability to gain weight, become moody, have low energy, and even smaller testes. Now, disease and trauma injury to the male reproductive system can offer a risk, of course, and modern medicine treats these cases with testosterone replacement drugs, and they come in many forms. They can inject it into you, they can give you a pill, a the capsule, gel cap, patches, you name it. So if you're over 50 years old, actually, scientific medicine expects you to have a testosterone problem. So the treatment side effects of these drugs they're going to give you is high red blood cells, acne, breast enlargement, enlarged prostate and possible prostate cancer, sleep apnea, edema, fluid retention in the extremities. So I'm like, well, is the drug worse than the condition? Well, let's look at the females. In 2006, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reported that gland disease was on the rise for women and metabolic immune disorder is on the rise for men. So women also have five times more thyroid disease than men. White women have a higher incidence of thyroid disorders than their black or Hispanic counterparts, which I find very interesting. Well, let's see, we're going to move on to treatments now. Another set of glands that can be affected are your saliva glands. And if you are under stress, you can get your electrolytes off balance, or you can suffer from pancreatic disease, or you can encounter swollen saliva glands in the mouth. If you develop a swollen cheek, it could mean that you've got lymph nodes or a lymph gland that's become enlarged. Usually this is due to an infection, either viral, bacterial, or even a parasite that is originating in the cheek area. Some very noticeable symptoms will be bad taste in the mouth, difficulty opening the mouth, dry mouth and lips, pain in the mouth or face, swelling of the neck or face, and this is due to maybe a systemic cause. And without treatment, your saliva glands can become damaged. Mumps, you know, the childhood disease mumps, have been known to cause this condition in children, and parents are alerted when the child is unable to tolerate citrus or acidic foods. So modern medicine will prescribe medicine or surgery to correct swollen saliva gland problems. Now, if it is systemic, the underlying problem or cause should be addressed. If the cause is an obstruction or an infection, the physician will prescribe more fluids and antibiotics. If there is a mass obstructing the gland duct, it may need to be removed or avoid further infection to avoid the further infection of the glands. Now, if surgery is recommended, make sure that you get an experienced ENT surgeon. This is, you know, ear, nose, and throat surgeon, because within and beneath the saliva glands, you have facial nerve tissue there, so which enable you to move your face, your eyes, your mouth, so you don't want them to slip and damage any of those nerves. So if the saliva gland becomes develops what we call a stone, it blocks the duct, you could possibly massage or melt the gland just beneath the jawbone and remove the blockage yourself. You may see a milky production of the saliva and a bad taste or smell, indicating the gland is backed up and the saliva can't get out, so the infection may be setting in at that point. Conditions such as suppress your eating and swallowing, and it could contribute to tooth decay if you don't get it removed. So eating processed white salt has been known to contribute to the production of these stones in your saliva glands. So avoid the white processed salt. Go with your natural sun-dried Celtic sea salt. And you know where to get that. You call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the Celtic sea salt, and you can get it in by the pound. You can get it in a salt grinder, very reasonably priced. And when you discover a healthy salt, it's like an eye-opener. It's like night and day. It's not refined salt that you get in the store, which is not good for you. You will receive, by the way, as supplies last, sometimes we run out of the salt samples because they're very popular, but you do normally get a sample of the Celtic salt in every free product catalog that the folks at Apothecary Herbs send out. So if you'd like a free sample to check out the salt and see the difference for yourself, give them a call at 866-229-3663 and ask for a free product catalog, or you can simply visit the website thepowerherbs.com and request one there. Now, if you go to thepowerherbs.com, you're also going to see some of these wonderful herbal products for your glands. You can look at all the organ cleanses, of course, which is definitely going to be glandular support. Mullein is one of my favorite herbs. It's there as well in an aged concentrate. Great for gland support. You'll definitely love that. And also, men, you have the male hormone formula that's going to help the glands out. And females have their female formulas as well to help support your endocrine system. Excellent, excellent. Six of the female herbs. You got to use them all together if you want that that remedy. So also, black walnut's got natural iodine for the thyroid gland. Now, some people need to layer that with the mullein. If their thyroid's pretty sick and limping along, check out that combo as well. And don't neglect to check out the cold and flu section. Everybody's going to need that this season. I anticipate that the cold and flu season's going to be pretty significant this year. I don't know, because we had a jump start so quickly in the last few weeks with people getting a lot of head colds and congestions. I mean, I got a snippet of that. You know, it wasn't bad. It was, you know, I could function. Talking was a little bit of a challenge, but you know, you hit it hard with the herbs, and you can sidestep the doctor and all those prescriptions and things like that. Okay, we got a few minutes, so I want to talk about another mineral that we tend to be depleted in here in America, and that's copper. Science has known since the 1920s that copper is an essential nutrient to us humans, even to animals and plant life. Studies that were done in America on Americans eating the average American diet showed that we have half the amount of recommended trace minerals, especially copper, in our system. So without trace minerals like iron and zinc and copper, we are going to have difficulty functioning. The appropriate amount of copper in our bodies makes us really very lucky, luckier than a shiny new penny, actually. Our enzyme function is dependent on copper. So I want you to remember that an important job of your liver is protecting you from poisons, and it has to have enzymes to do that. Without copper, your liver can't produce those enzymes to protect you. So copper is real important. You know, based on scientific research regarding the importance of these trace minerals, farms all across America routinely feed their animals copper. They give them copper supplements. So if animals do not get their trace mineral of copper, guess what? They don't grow. They can't digest their food, and they have heart failure. And actually, their hearts rupture without adequate amounts of copper. Interesting. Humans don't fare any better, though, when we don't have copper. Most Americans have marginal copper deficiency with few cases of severe deficiency. But if you ever have low copper in the system, your hair could turn white and become kinky instead of straight. And your skin will not retain its healthy color. You could experience fatigue, feel cold a lot of the time, have low body temperature, have heart problems, develop nervous system disorders, and have a very low immunity. Some of the nervous system disorders could be Huntington's disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease. So research has proved that copper plays a role in preventing these diseases, including having the effect on prion disease from mad cow. That's important. So you want to get your minerals, folks, and the way to get that is to make sure you use a whole sun-dried Celtic sea salt. You want to do that. Get some real organic whole food supplements in your system, and if you don't know where to get those, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because that's what they specialize in. Whole food. Nothing's taken away. God put it there, and it's still there, and that's important. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663 and see how powerful you can be. Hey, I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.